Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom.
We know it's the little things that make a big impact. So in this episode of More Than Meets the Mom, we're going to be highlighting a mini moment. This is a moment that struck us either with a laugh, a lesson, or maybe even a challenge that impacts us as moms. These quick, heartfelt reflections remind us all in the beautiful chaos of motherhood, it's these moments that help us grow. So grab a cup of coffee or settle in for a few minutes as you're doing the laundry or the dishes, and let's dive into this week's mini moment together.
This mini moment is brought to you by bird poop. Now you may be thinking, how does bird poop have anything to do with me being a mom? But just stick with us and listen in to this mini moment. Now, this actually happened. Kristen and I were together and we experienced this little moment together. So we will both share with you what happened with the bird poop. So we were on vacation in California at this lovely little park. And imagine Kristen is pushing Blake in the little bucket baby swing. And Blake is having the time of her life. And so my daughter, Ari, saw and was like, I want to swing next to her. There's a swing right there.
And there's only two bucket swings. So it had to be that bucket swing.
Yes, this is a critical part of the story. So I brought Ari over to swing next to her. I'm about to put her in, and I noticed at the bottom of the swing is bird poop.
Quite a bit of bird poop.
Yeah, it was, not like a sick bird, but like there was significant bird poop. And so I mentioned something about it and then quickly pivoted because I didn't want to go to another swing, and the thought of pushing her in the swing next to Blake was so cute. And so I'm like, it's just a little bit of bird poop. She'll be fine. She's just sitting on it.
It was dry.
It was dry. It was fine. It was fine. Okay. So I pick her up to put her in and she's like, bird poop. No. And she knows that's gross. So I,
gave a little white lie.
Just a little white lie and told her it's just dirt. Oh, no big. You're fine. She trusts me.
She accepted it.
Yep. You can tell that she trusts me. So I plop her right in and we had a great time swinging in the bird poop. It didn't impact our experience at all.
And there was no residue on her when she got out. Like it was fine.
She didn't touch it with her hands.
Yeah.
She touches way worse things with her hands, but that's beside the point.
And then this is the best part of the story is that Becca gets her out and this other little boy runs over to the swing and wants to be pushed. And the little boy's dad comes over and looks at the swing and goes, oh no, honey, you're not getting in that. That has bird poop. I don't know if these were his choice words, but in my mind, I'm telling the story where he's like, oh my gosh, that's so gross. You would never get in a swing that has bird poop. And Becca goes to start saying something of like, oh no, it's fine. Like my daughter was just in it. But before she can even get those words out, the man was like, we are not swinging in bird poop. And so Becca's kind of pulled back. And in that moment, how'd you feel, Becca?
Like the embarrassment character in Inside Out 2.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to, like, zip up my hoodie and crawl into the side with my butt crack out.
Because he definitely saw that she was in the swing before. Like, he knew that you had just had your daughter in that swing.
I don't know if he was, like, sending a message or maybe just wanted me to know. Maybe he thought I didn't realize there was giant bird poop in the swing.
Maybe
I don't know.
The benefit of the doubt.
Maybe. But really, I felt, you know, I could go to a place of judgment of like, oh my God, I made the conscious choice. I lied to my 2-year-old and put her in that swing. And this dad is not having a part of that. He is a better dad, maybe. I don't know. That's what my brain went.
So I hear in that there's the element of judgment and maybe, you know, internalizing judgment. He might not have been judging you. He might not have even given it a second thought. But it's so easy, especially as moms, to go and start making up this whole story of what they're thinking. And so we're trying to mind read this dad. And we're like, oh my gosh, he's judging me. He thinks I'm the worst mom ever. Or we go to the state of comparison of like, well, he's a much better dad than I am because he chose, one, not to lie to his child.
I love it.
Two, to not use that swing. And I think this is such an important topic because as moms, it's so easy to fall into both of those things and feel less than or to not feel as good as a mom because of the choices that we're making in the moment when we're taking in all the different variables of wanting to be in the swing next to Blake, them have that memory together, have that fun, but then there's bird poop.
Yeah, and you know, I think in that moment, being next to him and having that experience did make me feel like, yikes, maybe I made the wrong choice. But I think with a lot of the mindset work that I've done, I was able to take a step back, take a breath, and be like, you know what? It's okay that he feels this way about the bird poop and that I didn't. And I would do it again. I would do it again.
You know what? And I just have to say, I would too. I would not have given it a second thought. It was dry. It was fine. She had a great time. And we moved on from it. And I love the mindset shift that you were able to have. Instead of going into creating a narrative or a story, instead of mind reading, instead of getting stuck in comparison, the comparison game is one we'll never win, to be able to be confident in your choice of she was safe, she was okay, she had the most wonderful time, and we can move on. So the message in this mini moment is to not allow the bird poop, the judgment, the comparison, to second guess your decisions as a mom. Show up, feel confident, and if you need to, you can always pivot.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mommy.